over the past year, In All Things has been our theme. It was the opening of our school year last year, our 75th celebration of the school being in existence, and it was all based around this theme that was also going to be a part of the National Youth Gathering, which our youth were a part of. And so now each of them are going to be sharing with you a little bit of the various aspects of the National Youth Gathering down in Houston, Texas. And one of the beauties of having the technology we have, two of our young ladies could not be here today, but they are also going to be able to share some of their thoughts about the National Youth Gathering, and then the rest of them will be sharing with you, and then it'll be followed by a slideshow. So I will turn it over to them to share with you what it means to be with our Lord and our Lord to be with us in all things.
Hi, I'm Davini. I go to Greeley West High School. And I'm going to be talking about the Mass Events at the youth gathering that we were just at in Houston, Texas. The Mass Events were in the Minute Maid Stadium, which was pretty cool to see all of the people because it didn't fill up the whole stadium, but it was a pretty big portion of the stadium that was filled up. And like, you didn't get to just be on one floor for the whole time. It was like you got to go to different floors, and there was assigned seats. But for the last day there wasn't, which I think was kind of cool because then everyone could like sit wherever they wanted. But they had a band there that actually made the theme song In All Things. And they also performed live every night and would play various other songs, including the theme song at the beginning. And I think they might have played it at the end. I can't really remember. But they also had the band there. There's a different band for Keenan Country. If you don't know who they are, they're pretty cool. We got to see them perform live, which was really cool. And it was super interesting just to see someone kind of more famous, and they were still praising God and stuff. There were a lot of skits. They had skits that would tie into like the big theme In All Things, you know, and they would have, there was like a video game one, and there was like a grocery store one, and there was just like a bunch of like cool, like different scenarios. So it was just like cool to see that. They had a lot of motivational speeches, so there was like, I don't even remember them all because it would happen just so quickly. They would say some stuff and you're like, oh, that's actually really good. But I think they talked, there was even some of the little speeches that we heard. I think there was one about like maybe loneliness or like not feeling included in where you're at, which was super cool to like see. And then they would tie that in with God, obviously. So that was super cool to see. And then at the end, at the very end of the trip, basically, it was the very last Mass event, which was in the morning. We had communion, so everybody had communion together. And then the night before, we actually got to see Carl again, which was a kind of like a superstar. He was just like a normal guy, and then everyone like loved him. He was just super funny. He was at the last youth gathering, and just it was cool to see him again. He like made another appearance, so yeah.
My name is Zeke Wadurfin. I am going to go to university schools, and I'm going to talk about the Bible studies we had each morning before we started the event. Jesus doesn't just create in the beginning. He is creating in all things. And as Jesus doesn't just reconcile me to God, he is reconciling in all things. And he also doesn't just reign over some things. He reigns over all things. Now, the Bible studies each morning would give us a little more insight of things we may or may have not known about the Bible and the creation of the world and how and all things we were created. And we also got these like these little Bibles that we were given these little Bibles, and yeah, and these little Bibles Missy is holding up. They would talk about some different things and different situations, stuff like that. And it was very, very interesting with all the different things that I also learned some new things about the Bible and how and just everything it is. I did want to talk about the middle words and end words. How Satan is a middle world as we live on earth, but in the end, when we die, Jesus will be the ending word. And as death is a middle word, but eternal life will be an end world as we live in heaven with Jesus Christ.
Hi there, my name is Riley Flessner. I am a member of congregation at Trinity Lutheran, and I just graduated from Valley High School in Gilcrest, and I will be attending Concordia University I'm starting in 2 weeks. And I attended the youth gathering in Houston, Texas in July, and I also happened to be a lucky one and get to attend the youth gathering in Minneapolis, Minnesota 3 years ago. Both were truly inspiring and amazing events, and I am so thankful that I got to go to both of them. I'm going to talk a little bit about the sessions we went to at the Houston Youth Gathering. I have my little journal here where I took all my notes. But all of these sessions, all of these speakers are truly some of the most inspiring people I have ever heard from. All of the sessions had so much important information for us to take away, and I'm so grateful that I got to attend these sessions. So the first one we went to on Sunday was called What Do I Do? Simple Steps for Tough Decisions. And this speaker, Ryan Peterson, used the word TRUST as an acronym and gave us just a breakdown of some simple steps to solve tough decisions. So he says, you turn to the word, reflect with the right people, unpack your motives, soak it in prayer, and take a step of faith. Truly an inspiring session, especially since going to college, I'm going to have a lot of tough decisions to be making. So I really appreciated that session. Sunday, our second session we went to was called Christ in All Things, Even Addiction. And this session was with Pastor Billy Newell, and he had multiple father figures who struggled with addiction, and then he eventually fell into it along with his mother just because they had so much going on, and he emphasized how Christ is in our lives, and even in what seems like your lowest low, he is still there helping you climb out of it and become the better version of yourself. Session three on Sunday was the ABCs of Defending Your Faith with Brad. And he has a word for each letter in the alphabet that can be used to represent your faith. And we only got through, I think, like letter I, but like for A, he uses archaeology, and no discovery contradicts what our Bible is telling us and what our faith is teaching. And for B, the Bible, it's like continuous. There's one message. There's not multiple mixed messages coming out of the Bible. And for C, Christ Jesus, he's the only religious leader who's actually claiming to be Christ Jesus with a legitimate argument behind it. For D, this was my personal favorite one from this session. Do religions versus done religions. For most religions, you do something to earn salvation, but in Christianity, salvation is done for us by Christ, and that is truly such an inspiring thing. And all of these are just so incredibly inspiring. Session four on Sunday was centered around human trafficking and just kind of teaching about what human trafficking is, but then what the Bible has to say about it and what the Bible is teaching us about being against human trafficking and standing up for others who are experiencing that. On Monday, our first session was Can I Overcome Loneliness? And this just kind of taught how Christ is in your life, whether you feel lonely or not, and whether you are surrounded by a good group of people or not. And God truly just wants relationships for us, and there are so many places in the Bible that teach us and tell us how we can fight and overcome loneliness with the power of Christ behind us, supporting us. On Monday, the second session we went to was How to Have a Bad Day and Finding Rest in an Exhausting World. So many great Bible verses were brought up. This entire page is just a list of Bible verses on places where God wants us to have rest. And God created day seven as a day of rest, meaning that it was day seven in the creation was the first full day of human rest. And God wanted them to rest on the human's first day. It was this whole incredible message, so inspiring. That's all I have notes for, but all of the sessions were so incredible. There were so many incredible sessions that we couldn't make it to, but overall, so inspiring, and I'm glad that I got the opportunity to share all that I have learned with you. Thank you.
So Davini, Zeke, and Riley got to talk to you kind of about the meat, the main parts of what the youth gathering was and the just what it was every day. We'd wake up at our hotel and we'd have a little breakfast, then have about a mile, 1.1, 1.2 mile walk to the convention center, the George R. Brown Convention Center. You'd see hundreds, thousands of kids walking with you with matching t-shirts and backpacks. We all got backpacks with Bibles and our guidebooks and all kinds of goodies that were donated to us. It was just neat to see that every morning walking together. We'd get to the convention center. We started with Bible studies. That was the first thing every morning. And there were five or six different groups all around, so thousands of kids in each Bible study going through the same thing through the leaders, but LCMS pastors, DCEs, deaconesses leading those Bible studies, all going back to those verses in Colossians, but also how they tie into the whole body and just a bigger picture of God being in all things throughout the whole Bible. Having our breakout sessions, there were so many that Riley wasn't able to mention, but hundreds and hundreds of speakers on different topics that pertain to the kids, pertain to our faith, pertain to Lutheran doctrine, pertain to biblical texts, just so many opportunities, so neat. Another thing that Jacob was going to talk about, unfortunately he is sick today, but he was going to share with us about service projects. They had a huge exhibition hall on the main level that had lots of vendors and things that Annalisa will talk about, but also service projects. We were able to sign up beforehand to be part of the Houston Food Bank, and we helped that. And at the end of the week, they were able to sort and pack 580 boxes worth of canned foods for the community there. Right next to us, there were groups building bunk beds for Habitat for Humanity. There were diapers being made. There was a place where you could donate blood. There were 1,500 resource boxes of books packed. I think we got two boxes of books that were donated by CPH, but kids helped pack those and send them out to different organizations. There were Bibles that were sorted and sent to Uvalde, Texas, with messages from the kids here and favorite Bible verses highlighted there. So many opportunities for the kids to be giving back. And then not only they're in the convention center, but plenty of groups were out in the community at different organizations or personal homes, painting, mowing lawns, weeding, doing projects. Over 10,000 people served in some kind of service project. So that's half the people that were there were doing service projects. We were there. So a neat thing for the kids to see the faith in action that we were impacting the Houston community and also beyond that too. As Davini had mentioned, Wednesday morning, we finished the youth gathering with the worship service. They do that Wednesday to kind of close it off, so we kept Wednesday holy that week. But It was amazing to have everybody in there. It was at Minute Maid Park. They had the gathering choir, which was, I'm not sure how many, maybe 100 or so of youth, high schoolers that had auditioned and made it into the choir, and also a gathering symphony, same thing, kids that had auditioned with their instrument to play. But we'll have a clip of that in a little bit. But to be able to sing our liturgy hymns and songs with that kind of accompaniment was so neat. President Harrison of LCMS preached the sermon and reminded the kids of Christ being in all things. And we did end with communion, and the kids were asking, how is that going to work with over 20,000 people getting communion at the same time? But we left our sections there, and there was an LCMS pastor and his staff there that would give us communion there at every exit, and then we'd go back to our seats. Very neat thing to look around and see all these other Christian kids, all these other Lutheran kids that are partaking in the body and blood with you and proclaiming that fellowship together. That picture, I think, will stick with the kids and with the adults, too, as well, for a long time. But very neat to see, and amazing to go out in that worshipful mode there. Very neat. And I think this was my 7th youth gathering, and it always is just as impactful to me as it is to the kids. And I heard so many speakers that their words touched me, and the Bible verses they pointed out touched me too. So it was a blessing for me to be able to do this as well. Now, Annalise is going to talk now about some of the extra things on our schedule that we haven't mentioned so far.
Hi, I'm Annalisa, and I'm going to be talking about the extras. I love going and meeting new people. We had some fun opportunities. For the first day, we went to the beach to relax, and we rode a ferry there, which was really fun, and we got to stay at my dad's aunt and uncle's cabin, which was very nice of them. During the gathering, we had breakout sessions and speakers, but there was an exhibition hall to see many other things. LCMS colleges had booths, every LCMS district, other service organizations like Luther for Life, Kindle, LCMS Ministry, they had camps. There were a lot of games and vendors with a lot of fun activities to do there. My favorite part of the whole gathering was to be able to go and see all of the other groups and get to know that I'm not alone in my faith. And the next youth gathering in 2025 is going to be in New Orleans.
And so I'm Kyle Erickson, the principal here at Trinity. Got to go along on this trip as the husband of the youth director. Part of the gig. And I know we were talking about it at our last board meeting, and it sounds like volunteers are already stepping up with wanting to jump in on this. And it's well worth it. It really is. Annalisa highlighted that they made the announcement that it'll be in New Orleans, and just another great venue to be at. A huge thank you to the church here. These events don't happen without the prayers and support from the church, so thank you for allowing this to happen. These type of events, these are memories made that will last a lifetime for our youth and for the chaperones. I mean, Ange highlighted that there's just as much that we take away from it as the youth, but then you also get to see that, like with Riley, the pages and pages of notes that she had and just so much to take in. Really good, really powerful stuff. use this opportunity just really quick here to segue into next week. So we've had In All Things has been the theme for the school year for so many events and whatnot that Pastor mentioned for the youth gathering. And so the LCMS, they create these themes, and they have all of our chapel messages, everything. It all ties around these themes. And so this past year, we've really dug into the In All Things and the Bible text from Colossians. Next week, we'll get to dive into making disciples for life. And that goes into the Great Commission. And I love the transition from In All Things to experience the In All Things in you at the National Youth Gathering, where you're on a mountaintop, to making disciples for life. It's not a one-time event. We celebrated all of our baptisms a couple years ago. It's not a one-time event, but this is making disciples for life. And as mentioned, this will be one of those life, one of these experiences that we'll get to remember for life. So with that, thank you for all your support, for all the prayers throughout the planning preparations and the actual doing of the event, and then the coming back and getting to talk about it. And I think we are ready for the video now.